Hi everyone, and welcome to Tikkun Fatora number 520. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, sponsorships, please email me at rabbiyismach@tikkunfatora.org. And thank you to everybody who was able to email my wife yesterday on her birthday. Greatly appreciated. Okay, so yesterday was Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So Rosh Chodesh Sivan, we know, brings in the first few days of Sivan, three of which are known as the Shlosha Simei Hagbalah, beginning on the third, fourth, and fifth day, beginning and including the third, fourth, and fifth day of Sivan, which are the 3 days that are associated with preparation for Matan Torah, the original moment of the giving of the Torah given on the sixth day of Sivan, according to one opinion. We'll get there hopefully soon. But what we have, interestingly, is that there's this interesting halacha. The Ramah says in Siman Taf Tzadik Dalet Tzav Gimel, Ein Omrim Tachnun Metchilas Rosh Chodesh Sivan Ad Chesbo. You don't say Tachnun from Rosh Chodesh until or through the eighth day of Sivan. So that includes Olos Shavuos, which is on the sixth and the seventh, and the Isru Chag, of course, is the eighth. And then only on the ninth would you begin saying Tachanun. Again, there are people who have customs not to say it the entire week after Shavuos because there's a notion of Tashlum, and if you weren't able to bring the Karbanos of Shavuos on Shavuos, you would have up to the week afterwards. So there's a little bit of an associative property of the holiday in the week after and following, so some don't say Tachnun as well. Remember, Tachnun is a sort of a tefillah of desperation, and we don't say a tefillah of desperation when we're supposed to be in a good mood. We never do it on Rosh Chodesh, etc. The question that we really need to address is why it is that, okay, so I understand on Rosh Chodesh, Aleph, Sivan, you're not going to say Tachnun. So on 3, 4, 5, those are the Shloshes Yemei Hagbalah. Those are 3 days of preparation for the festival of Shavuos. So, okay, good. Those are associated as well with happiness and holiness and the holiday. So we're not going to say Tachnun. Of course, on Shavuos and on Isru Chag, the day after, we're in the afterglow of the holiday. But why on the second day of Sivan do we not say Tachnun? What happened on the second day? Honestly, nothing. The Shloshes Yemei Hagbalah do not begin until the third day. So what is going on the second day? So it's interesting. We have a lot of answers to this question. But in any event, this day, the second day of Sivan, which is this year going to be this coming Wednesday, that is a very interesting day, and it's called specifically Yom HaMiyuchas. Yom HaMiyuchas, Yom HaMiyuchas, the day of, difficult to translate, day of distinction, day of the noble, day of associations, and let's try to understand exactly what this day is about. Some understand that this day, the reason that this day is so important is because of what occurred on that day, specifically when it came to the conversations that God had to Moshe, and that Moshe repeated to the Jewish people. So for example, if you take a look in Shmos Perek Yud Tes, there is a whole discussion over there exactly what happened b'chodesh ha'shlishi, let's say, b'nei Yisrael m'Eretz Mitzrayim, in the third month after the Jews left Egypt. Of course, the first month was Nisan, the second one was Iyar, the third one was Sivan, but this is before any of them had names. So by Yom HaZeh Bo Amid Bar Sinai, and we understand that that is on Rosh Chodesh, and what happened, v'yichan sham Yisrael neged ahar, of course, they camp at the mountain at Har Sinai. That's, of course, in singular, because everybody was k'ish echad b'lev echad, focused, and for one purpose, unity of purpose. It was a great moment for the Jewish people. It hasn't quite been the same ever since. And then it says, Moshe Allah el ho Elokim, Moshe went up to God, v'yikrei lov Hashem en ahar, leymar, ko tamar leves Yaakov, v'sakel l'bnei Yisrael. Go tell thus to the Jewish people. Okay. One of the things, says a bunch of things, but one of the things he says, Va'atem shmoat tishma b'koli, u'shmartem esprisi, listen to my voice, God says, and you guard my covenant, v'yisi li segula mikol ha'amim, ki li kol ha'aretz. You're going to be the chosen, the choicest of all of my special ones, of all of the nations, because all of the universe is mine. V'yatem tiyu li mamlechas ko'anim v'gai kadosh. You are going to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. And that is a pretty important ichus, a pretty important sense of nobility, of purpose, of mission. And that was commanded to be told to the Jewish people on Rosh Chodesh. But as many understand, Moshe, v'yavo Moshe, v'yikra l'ziknei ha'am, Moshe then goes and tells the Jewish people, not on the day of Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Sivan, which was perhaps they were wary from travel, they had just arrived, but he waits till the next day to tell them that. So that was the day that they received the charge to be the Mamleches Kohanim, the Gai Kadosh. So it's a day
as many understand, as the day of the noble, Yom HaMiyuchas. They achieved and they acquired their nobility, particularly when they answered, Kol Asher Dibar Hashem Na'aseh. We will do whatever God says. And so that maybe is why they call it the Yom HaMiyuchas, and therefore it's a bit of a special day, and therefore we do not say Tachnun. That's one approach, and at some point a different psukim, as to what exactly they said or what exactly happened, but it was something that was said, something, a message that was delivered, a charge that was given to the Jewish people, that made it Yom HaMiyuchas, the Day of the Noble. Some understand it's Yom HaMiyuchas, it's a day of distinction, it's a singular day the Aruch HaShulchan brings, because that's the day on which Yom Kippur falls, that's the day of the week. So, is this true? I forgot to check. Yom Kippur is going to be on a Wednesday this year, is that possible? I think it's possible. Yom Kippur to be on a Wednesday, because the Yom HaMiyuchas, it's a special day, and I'm not sure why that would make us not say Tachron on that day, but it's special and distinctive for that reason. Okay, that's another idea. Another notion is it's a day of Miyuchas. It's a day of, I'm not sure, it's a day of association. Right, so a person has, we say a person has ichos, a person is associated with people who are very chasha, very important, parents, grandparents, etc. It's an association. You're not noble because you come from nobility, you're associated to those people. What's the association? So the Gemara in Tainus talks about a day that is sandwiched by two holy days, two important days, that on that day as well, there's like spillover from those days, like not guilt by association, but honor and celebration by association. And so there's this notion that because this day is sandwiched between two important things, okay, this is first mentioned that I have from the Shar Bas Rabim, brought in the Tamiyam and Hagim, and because it's sandwiched between these two holy days, Lefisha Omid, he says, Bein Rosh Chodesh, Bein Gimli Yimei Hagbala, it's between Rosh Chodesh, and it's between the 3 days of preparation, which is on the first day and then on the third day, so therefore it's Miyuchas, it's charged by that association. Now that association is very nice, this idea that, you know, you don't always have to be the thing, but you could just be next to the thing, and that might be good enough. That's a very important idea. There's a beautiful idea. The Rebbe Yisrael of Rizhin says that specifically because it's not one of the special days, that is its yichus. Its yichus is that it has the association of the two. And he gives a beautiful example. He says, imagine the following mashal. A king gives 4 different people the opportunity and the challenge of designing 4 walls in one room, and 3 of them use different type of artistry and work really, really hard to design beautiful, beautiful images on the walls, and the 3rd one is busy just taking measurements the entire time, and he's not drawing it, he's not shaping it, he's not sculpting anything. And then finally, on the last day, you see him patching around with some mirrors, and he's busy with something which nobody can understand. And then finally, everything is unveiled, and on wall number 1, there's a beautiful tapestry, and wall number 2 is beautiful art, wall number 3, there's, I don't know, sculpture inside the wall. And then wall number 4 is a series of mirrors, which highlight, and as a kaleidoscope, blend everything on those other 3 walls together. The day which has nothing allows us to integrate the other days that surround that day. And so perhaps the Yom HaMiyuchas is, and it teaches us something about Yichus itself, you know, you are not special necessarily because of you, but because of the things that you take from those who are around you. And that's perhaps another idea. There are a variety of interpretations. Some understand it's like the challah, you know, the challah under the covers, which we make sure that they get covered, because it would be, you're really supposed to make the bracha on the challah first, but we don't make the challah first, so we do the kiddush first on the wine. So you got to cover the challah so that you don't, so to speak, embarrass the challah. Now again, you're not really embarrassing challah, but it's a sensitivity. Some understand that this day also, the missing day, the day with no celebration, also has this notion of the sensitivity that we treat it as a holiday too, even though it is not a holiday. Finally, I saw an idea which suggests that if you take the yichus, and this perhaps is opposite of what we said before, you know, yichus is not really how we measure a Jew. A Jew is measured by meritocracy, by how good you are, not by how good you know, your father, your grandfather, your mother, your grandmother was. It's all about you. They say yichus is like a zero, right? And you're the one who puts the 1 in front of the 0 or the 1 after the 0. And that's really how you're weighed and how you're judged. So I saw a calculation that if you take the word yachas, and which says Yud, Ches, and Samach, and you take that out of the word Miyuchas, Yom HaMiyuchas. So Yom HaMiyuchas minus the word Yachas, which is the word for that, you know, Yichas, etc., you're left with Mem Vav, which is the 46th day of the Omer. And this is the day that we remind ourselves that it's not about who you were or who came before you, but how you define yourself. So in any event, it's either a really important day or it's associated with important days. But no matter what, we don't say Tachnun and enjoy this deeper understanding of the day.